Damn, Sarge, that hurt. Mike stood up, rubbing his head. Ah, poor baby. Did he hurt his widow head? Sarge said, using an overly exaggerated sad face. Welcome home, boys, he said with his arms outstretched. The little cabin was a plywood and tar paper shack, about 12 by 12. There were two windows in it and one door. Sarge explained to them how we built it as a place to go when he wanted to hunt and fish or just get away. He hauled all the materials in by himself in his boat, and it took about 6 months to build it. There was a little table and a couple of chairs, a kitchen with a counter, a propane stove, and a sink. The sink was supplied by a 12-volt DC pump from a jug underneath the counter and drained into the swamp, feeding the catfish. Leaning in a corner were several folding cots. On a shelf in the wall were a couple more lanterns and a cabinet with a mishmash of other camping supplies. Sarge laid out the immediate plan to get the boats unloaded and the gear stowed in the cabin. Then they were to string a camo net Sarge had in a bin outside across the creek they came up to hide the boats. That way, anyone who might venture into the creek wouldn't see the boats. Hopefully, they wouldn't even notice them and just turn around and leave. This work took a couple of hours. Sarge clucked around his radio gear like a mother hen. All the batteries and panels were stored outside. All the food, electronics, and pelican cases of God knows what went inside. It was late, and everyone was getting tired. Ted volunteered for first watch. The others went in and set up cots and were soon out. Ted set up a folding camp chair on the boardwalk, put on his NVGs, and set his M4 across his lap. With the exception of Sarge's...